Thank you guys for all coming. I apologize for being late. It was my error completely. We usually have more board members, but since we have one missing and then one had resigned a little bit ago, it put me in a little pickle tonight. So we are going to start and get you out as quick as possible, and I appreciate you for being so understanding, and we'll move forward. Nervous. We're going to first stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Items on this agenda, well, let's start first saying this is the Paradise Town Advisory Board. Today's date is March 10th, 2026. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board of Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board Council may remove any item on the agenda and delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioner BCC, and Clark County Planning Commissioners PC for final action. Please turn off and mute all cell phones and electronic devices. Please take any private conversations outside the room. You can either go out here or in the lobby right there and come back at any time. So supporting material providing the board council members of this meeting will be requested for our secretary by the website. And we're going to start by taking the call of order. Everybody is here. We're missing Renee. She's excused. And then we're moving forward to county staff introductions.
Blanca Vasquez, Park County Commissioner.
Laura Quigley, Comments and Planning.
Public comments. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken at this on this agenda items. You may be afforded the opportunity to speak in an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within your jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments may be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any members of the board wishes to extend the length of this your presentation, this will be done by chairperson and a board of council by majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for February
24, 2026? Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for February 24, 2026.
There is a motion on the floor to approve February 24, 2026. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Can I get approval for the agenda for March 10th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, March 10th, 2026. I will no changes.
There is a motion on the floor to approve March 26, 2026 with no changes to the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Do we have any informational items or anything?
Except? Just one. We have our school doctor scheduled for this Friday from 10 to 3. Flyers are up front. We've got over 134 employers that are hiring. 17 of them are hiring on the spot. So if you know someone that is looking for work, looking for a new job, go ahead and pick up a flyer. There is a QR code on the flyer to register.
Okay. We'll get right into the agenda. The first item is WC260097, McNair Alicia, waiver of development standards for the following: increased fence height, reduced setbacks for proposal trellis in conjunction with an existing single family residence on a 0.13 acre in an RS3.3 residential single family zone, generally located west of Seago Glen Circle and south of Seago Drive within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Come on up. And then we have the mic right here. If you just state your name and your address.
Yeah, and for the record. All the documents as well that I will be providing. Just if you need to take a
picture. Did you want them on record?
I have the same ones.
Okay.
Yeah, just okay. For further look.
Okay.
Hello, I am Lone McNair.
Go ahead, and ma'am, can you just direct to the board?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can step, if you have some presentation, do you see the white light right there? Right there, you can stick it in there, show up for the... Thank you.
Hello, I am Chloe Mayer. Good evening, members of the Paradise Town Advisory Board. I am the daughter of Alicia McNair, a homeowner at 3431 Sego Glen Circle. Thank you for taking your time to hear this request. I appreciate this opportunity. We are trying to... We are trying to get a... The proposed trellis and fence will be located on the west side of the property line. And we've had... The reason we want to get this trellis done is because we've had two breaking and entrings from homeless people. Here is one leaving our property right here. He is hopping our fence right there, as well as a continuous homeless encampment that happens right across the street. Regardless of how much the county cleans it up, if you look at this date, this is February 10th, and a couple days later, they will completely create a new encampment right here. It happens over and over again. The breaking and entering occurs twice. Over the past several months, we've had several situations where homeless individuals have walked along and climbed our existing fence lines. We've also had two incidents where homeless men entered our property. Our fence is not tall or secure enough. It does not prevent people from accessing our property. The structure and design of this green wall and climbing plants will grow along the trellis and create a living wall that is both beautiful and environmentally beneficial. It's also for the summer heat that can be extremely intense, as we all know. And this will allow my children to play safely outside in the cooler, more protected environments. As well as creating a livable outdoor space for our family. We have had continuous problems as well with our neighbors. We've had repeated harassment from our neighboring property over the past 7 years. They have continuously called the police to the point where the police will ticket both parties if they continue to call. We hope to reduce unwanted interactions, minimize conflict, and provide much needed peace of mind. This fence and trellis and green wall support structure are consistent with our long-term vision and design for the property. This enhances our aesthetic, our environmental and safety and privacy needs. This is the trellis, and all of it will be set 3 inches back from the wall. So it will not be on any of our neighbors' property fence at all. We will have the ability to clean up any of the vegetation if needed. There will be no problem regarding that. And as you can see, we want to have bougainvilleas for the thorns for privacy. It will be beautiful, it will be aesthetic, and it will provide something really beautiful for our neighborhood. We do not have an HOA, and there should be no problem with this fence. We truly appreciate you taking the time to hear us. I know I'm not the greatest presenter in the world. I really just want to protect my family. I have two small, very, very active children, and I need to clean dishes, I need to cook dinner, and I want them to play outside. And this will provide me with the peace of mind for both my mother, and I'm a single mother, I live with my mom. And we need this privacy, We are done wanting to deal with our neighbors, and we don't want any more breaking and entering. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? You can come up now. Okay. How many people want to speak on this item? Okay. So go ahead and state your name and address for the record, and you'll address
and
the board.
What? Oh.
Name and address, and you'll address us, and then we'll get your questions or your...
My name is Karen Gitcho, and my address is 3421 Siegel Glen Circle. I live right next door. I am one of those neighbors. And my concern with this property...
Go ahead and talk to us.
My concern with this property is the wording trellis, because trellis is a garden thing that small garden thing. This is a 20 or more foot fence that is attached right now to my wall, to the common wall, which has been degraded because of the water leak that is constantly there, has degraded the bottom of the wall. They had put this up in August. If it was meant not to be there or to have the not adjacent or not touching the wall, it would have been done before this meeting. They had dug holes in the concrete, which undermined it again, the wall. And the safety issue with this is that it is a 20-foot structure, and if you notice, are at least two stories.
No, you guys don't address it. Okay. No, only
it's
to the
at
board,
least
please.
Two stories.
And
it's attached to the roof, and with the curves, it would act like a sail. We are above grade, so we don't have what we have in the back is the homeless, and I totally agree. And I also have been broken in, and they come by, they charge up their. Our bills have gone up because of that, because they clean out the homeless, but they're back in an hour or two. But my concern is that the winds get 80 to 90 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, and my lawn chairs blow off from my patio, umbrellas blow off, and it is not safe, because it would be like putting a sail on a boat, and especially with the curbs. And if they put plants, which that would be wonderful, but I haven't been able to grow anything in this heat. And so what then I would have, that also would add to the weight and also make it more of a sail. I'm concerned about it blowing off, blowing into my house, or blowing into the walkway or the bike path. Also, it is a fire hazard, because if something catches fire, I have a bay window that is about 3 feet from the wall, maybe six, I don't know, but if it catches fire, then it catches fire. There is a house, the houses are attached, which means that your house would also burn up, or the apartment buildings would burn up, and it is not a trellis. That is another way to circumvent the permit that was not issued. It was attached without my permission, and it is, and I personally, I think it would be a great idea if it was somewhere else, but the wind is a big factor, and I do know that anything over 8 feet, especially with nothing, without a wind block or anything, needs to be inspected by an engineer. They had 8 years of construction, not one permit, not one inspection. And I have damage to my slab and to my foundation because nothing was inspected. There has been a constant leak for over 3 years, and nobody seems to know where the water is coming from. I am deathly allergic to mosquitoes. I get hives, I break out, and it's a safety one for the mosquitoes. I had an inspector, a pest control, come by, and he said, "Oh my God, you've got algae flies," because the water is not clean. And I have pictures. I was not able to transfer them because I'm not technically challenged, but my concern is the safety of this being up there. It was up for, I don't know, and they put a tarp on it, and the first wind, the tarp was blowing all over the place. And a fire hazard, and it's attached to the wall. If there is a variance given now, that fence will stay. It will not be removed. And this is a way to circumvent the law. A permit, they should have asked for a permit, and at that time, somebody would have come out and said, you can't build a two-story fence because of the wind. And it is a safety issue for my house, for her kids. Part of it has already come off. There's two poles have already fell down. And not to mention that, you know, they built the three-story structure, 2.5, whatever, without any permits, without any inspection, and now there is a leak. They have sloped the property towards my property, so I'm just, please, if somebody has to come out and look at it, that's great, but it is a safety issue for me, for her kids, because of the wind. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it's not a problem.
You guys can check the document.
Wait. If you want to speak, you have to state your name and address, please, for the record.
Okay.
And then you can say whatever you'd like. 3 minutes.
My name is Saul Said. I'm who built all this addition and this.
Did you give your address?
3431 I would like to say. I'm apologize for what she said, because it's not true what she said. The structure is not dangerous. Any dangers is what's attached with the wall, but won't be because we separate 3 inches. We were talking with the Clark County with the building permits, and we got the permit for everything. And they say if we separate from the wall 3 inches, no problem. And then the green wall is another way to get the permit, and it's not a problem for them. Because the structural won't be attached with the wall, then we don't have to worry about the foundation. And we want to put a pot instead put on the ground, because it's not good, the water, for the foundation of the wall. The wall is shared wall, it's a shared wall. I was thinking, because it's a half, the half is here and the half is here. And the anchors is only 2 inches each. It's not, the wall is a regular block, and you know how much is a regular block, is 6 inches. The block, the anchors, but was my mistake, because the rules say have to be not on the wall, because if it's at the wall, we have to a structural engineer calculation, because attached with the wall, the winds can affect the wall. This is something tense. But if it's not attached to the wall, it's just to support the green wall we want to do. The other one is to support. Now we already have the holes 3 inches out, and we will separate. We didn't do it yet because we are waiting for this meeting.
You have to wait to speak. If you're going to speak, you have to put your name and address on the record. I apologize. Go ahead, yeah. Sir.
Okay. That's the technical explanation about the protection we try to do, the travels we try to do. Yes, we didn't ask because we were thinking we don't need the permit.
Are you the owner of the property?
We live there.
You live there? Who's the owner of the property?
Me.
You are. Okay.
There is the owner. Then that's what I want to let you know. Is no water there. Is no water in the back. The back is a common channel for all the properties. When raining,
it's an easement.
Can you let me talk? Is something common on the back? All the properties when you're raining have to let run the water because the water goes to their channel. Then it's not true. It's a lot of water there because from where it could be the water. It's not water. The foundation of the wall is, I think, for a long time, is something
okay.
Wrong.
So, if you do you have something quick to say other than what he's saying? You have to state your name and address.
Okay.
for the record, go ahead and take the mic. And then if I understand that you have an opinion about the way certain things that the water and stuff like that. I understand that. I understand what you're going to say. But is there anything more you can add that he hasn't said? So go ahead and state your name and address.
My name is Alicia McNair. I'm the owner of the 3431 Seco Clinton Circle. And I do have permits from the Clark County, from the lady Terry L. Koloswesky. Terry.
And do you have the permits with you?
The planning department, we were talking to Eileen Aguilar. She told us to get a waiver.
Right. So what permits do you think you have with the county? So I just want
the county, with this, the lady Terry L. Wesky, she told us that if anybody has any questions, just have a call her about the traps.
Okay. So what do you want to add for the record comments?
For the record is not to harm them, and the water that she's talking about is the easement. And I have only 3 pumps, and they're right there next to the easement.
Excuse me, sir. If you want to have a meeting, can you go outside in the lobby so we can respectfully hear?
It's right there. The my pumps are right there to the pathway to her property. We share the easement, and so it goes right away. And the mosquitoes come from the Flamingo River. There's water constantly coming down.
Okay. Okay, I understand. So is there anything else besides that you need to add?
Yeah, I do have permits for all the additions that I did is clear with the Clark County.
Okay, we're not talking about the awning. You're talking about the addition. She's talking about something that's not what you're here for. So let's not worry about
that. Okay, just talking about the Travis. I talked to Terry Loweski. She said that the reason I don't need permits is because it's a Travis.
Okay, so is that it then?
That's
so, okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to close it to the public. Is there anybody else that would like to speak before I close it? Okay, come on up. State your name and address. Can you give it to?
I intended to speak, but I need some clarification.
That's okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
Natalie Rosenberg, and I live at 3461 Sagan Circle. When I was looking at the photos, the trellis that they're referring to, it looked like it was pointing west. Basically where the homeless people are climbing over the fence. We all have that problem. The trellis, the way it is existing now, faces north. So I wanted clarification. Are they asking for a permit for the new one that's already existing, or are they going to put a new one in on the west side of the property to keep the homeless people out? Because homeless people aren't coming from the north side of the property.
Okay, we'll get that cleared up for you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
My name is Alan Dornhuber, and I have the unit on the other side of the duplex. And that water that runs down was designed that way to catch the rainwater to go down to the drain out the trough. There's a lot of problems in that particular house with complaining. They make a lot of complaints. In fact, the police will not come out anymore because they keep complaining about everything. They complained about, I had some dogs on my side. They complained all the time about dogs barking. So it's really, I have no problems with the fence being up, and I think it's a great thing. And also it cuts the wind down. If it blows, it cuts the wind down towards my house. So I have no problems at all.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask one more. Is there anybody else? And then I'm going to close it to the public. Okay, we're going to close it to the public, and we're going to open it up to the board, because I'm sure.
I don't even really know where to start on this, because it has kind of all our favorite things, neighborhood disputes, homeless, safety, wind, and water. On the surface, I'm not really in support of the fence or the trellis, but I do think that your solution of making it a green space is kind of making the best of a not great situation. I don't know what to do on this one. I'm not crazy about it, and I think that there's a lot of underlying issues, but I think the biggest issue on this one is the homeless. That area is a huge homeless problem, and I feel like that is out of control of the homeowners, and they're just reacting to their circumstance, which is not fair. But I don't know any other way to provide remedy to that piece. So I'm happy to hear what the other board members think.
I can understand a problem with homes, but building support around your house is going to solve the problem. And I have concern about the safety of the wall being built without a permit, and not the wall of the fence being built without permits on the wall.
Hold on just 1 second.
That's not information that we have.
Okay.
And you've shown us some pictures. I don't see any police reports or anything to back up everything that you said. Although you have some pictures that would indicate that you've got a problem with homeless. I just think that the homeless issue is, I'm just concerned that it's structurally not safe the way it is. And I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I didn't see anything in staff's report that anything was going to have to be required as far as the safety engineering, as the gentleman pointed out. I don't think it's a good deal right now. And the way it's been presented, and the way staff is presented.
I agree, and my problem with it is when I see it attached to the house and the way it's attached, I'm just the brackets and how the stucco and the houses are designed. That's worrisome. But you said you had a permit,
yeah,
and you had an engine. You had someone come out.
We have a waiver.
Was there not a note from? From that, they're, because I think they're confused on maybe what their waiver or whatever they, I don't know. So how do I, if they have one, and the only thing they're asking, if they've gotten the waiver or they've gotten a permit to do it without, from you, from, what do I do with that? Can you help me on that one?
You should have the planning department refer to the building department. So we won't get into that aspect of it. We may tell the customer, go to the building department, work with the staff there. You're going to look at, is the location, height appropriate for the land use? There are, unfortunately, as we all know, many times where there are times when land use is approved and there's no way for them to get the building permit. There's no way for us to believe that in the form for the land use portion of this. So if they've been working with the building department, I would say you would need to continue working with the building department. If something's attached to a wall, the building department and their staff, their engineers, will ask for whatever paperwork, documentation, calculations that are needed, and they will run that through the permit process. There are some standard exceptions under the building department of the or whatever oversight that they have, whatever their references are, but we would defer to them. We're just going to look at the land use, is it appropriate location material.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to recommend. My construction knowledge and what you've done, I would say that it has to go back to start. But I don't know, because if you've had a permit and you have things done, then I don't have evidence of that. So what I'm going to recommend is, I'm going to recommend, and I don't know if my board's going to agree with me, for denial. It doesn't mean that it doesn't move forward. That's your choice. So if we deny it here, we're just an advisory board, you would still move forward to
planning
commissioners if you chose. What I would recommend before you present this in another way is to make sure you bring your permits in, bring your, if you've had a structural person look at it, if you have any evidence of that, you need to bring it to us or bring it to the planning, because we don't have that. If we weren't given it and you don't submit it to us in any form, then we would not know.
So I will have to talk to
you. We're not going, no, I can't go back and forth now. So my recommendation to you is, and I have a problem with, like, your neighbor has a problem with it being attached to the fence. You said it's been moved 3 inches. 3 inches is not very far from her fence. And when you're saying you're going to catch all the debris, and we're close to, we're done. This is, no, we're done. No more public speaking. No. And so my problem with this is that I think that you should have went to your neighbors and said, and I understand the homeless problem, and you want to make a secure thing, you want to make your house secure. I live in a very open area, and I have homelessness all over the place. But I think you should have approached it and maybe talked to your neighbors and her more, say, hey, I want to build this trellis. Do you have a problem? Can we work together? Because if she has a homeless problem and he has a homeless problem, maybe you guys could have came up with a neighborhood solution for that back wall that might have made more sense than just attaching a trellis that you're going to have something. And those things get heavy. When you put that many flowers and that growth on there, it gets heavy. So my thought is I think that I'm just going to stick to my thing. I'm going to recommend denial, and all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? So you can move forward. We've denied it here. You can either move forward, but like I said, I would give you recommendations that you get your paperwork in order and present it in a way so they see what you're talking about, because we don't
so
have.
So I had two homeless.
We're done. We've already voted. So this one's done. So if you, so when you move forward for the planning, make sure you take as much documentation as you can. And that's the only thing I can advise you at this point. So we have to move on to the next agenda item. What was that?
So
you're welcome.
Yeah, recommendation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Okay, moving on to agenda item number 2. ET 26400009 WS230829-4725 Holding LLC Waiver of Development Standards for Extension of Time for an alternate building color palette within Hillside Development. Design review for the following. Hillside Development increased building height and a multiple family residential development on 3.83 acre in a RM32 residential multifamily 32 zone, generally located south of Russell Road and west of Nellis Boulevard, aligned with Paradise. Hi.
Good evening. I'm Greg Gordell, here representing the applicant in this matter. This is an extension of time, as you've read. Presented here are the extensive conditions that the applicant will still have to comply with. And in that context, staff has recommended approval of the item with additional conditions, and our request would be that you leave in place the conditions that were previously required on the property for the project. They would automatically be incorporated in the motion of your body or the planning commission when we get to it, and that the applicant be allowed to proceed in accordance with the approved conditions and the proposed conditions as well. And beyond that, I would say that staff has, as you've seen here, staff finds that no substantial changes have occurred on the subject site or on nearby properties, and therefore, with the extension of the comment about the codes changing underneath us a little bit, we intend to comply with the conditions.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening to the... Wait. If you want to speak, you have to take the mic and do your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Jessica Malloy, 4587 Plaza Vista, 89120.
We got the flyer in the mail, and from the map it was hard to tell, so I want to know where this is located. Is there is a, an apartment complex that is on Russell and Nellis. Is this adding to that complex, or is this building a new development at the base of SECTA High School on the Russell intersection right there?
Is that the only question?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Let me, you want to answer that for her really quick?
Yes, this would be new construction, and it would be up on the platform that exists higher than the existing apartments.
Does that answer your question?
It's above the apartments.
It's above, the, it's on that there. Hilltop.
On the platform. Okay. So it's not in front of SECTA High School.
We can, let's just, did you give a map up?
Because there's a large dirt lot.
She's going to show you. Okay, so do you want to make a motion?
I'm sorry, I make a motion to approve the subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll go on to the next level.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, item number three on the agenda, WS 260113 Tropicana Land LLC Waiver of Development Standards with a Modified Driveway Geometrics Design Review for a Resort Hotel at a 26.11 acre portion of a 35.11 acre in a CR Commercial Resort Zone within the Airport Overlay, generally located South Tropicana Avenue and east of Las Vegas Boulevard within Paradise.
Thank you. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Doug Thornley with Holland Park. I'm here tonight.
Slow down. What, I couldn't hear what you said your name was. I apologize.
My name is Doug Thornley.
Thank you. You might, is that on?
Yes.
Maybe it's just me.
I didn't.
It's very hard to hear.
I didn't think it was on. I don't think it's coming.
Yeah. It's not. Is that better?
There.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Of course. So my name is Doug Cornley. I'm with Holland and Hart, and I'm here tonight on behalf of the applicant, Tropicana Las Vegas LLC, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Bally's Entertainment. We're going to talk tonight about what's happening on the rest of the site that you're all familiar with, the 9 acres that is where the ballpark is. Everything in gray is not part of tonight's application. You'll recall from earlier meetings that the entirety of the perimeter improvements were approved as part of the A's entitlement package. So we're going to focus on everything inside the dark line, and that's where we intend to deliver an integrated resort. It's going to be about 478,000 square feet of retail, entertainment, and dining, about 80,000 square feet of games floor split across two casinos, a 24-story hotel with 1,800 keys, and a 2,500-seat theater that will provide a unique immersive experience that does not exist in this country. What we want to talk about tonight is how we intend to deliver that project. We wish to do it in a manner that is, of course, complementary to the construction of the baseball stadium. Everything that you see in yellow is intended for delivery on opening day in April of 2028. That's the shared Northwest podium, under which will be 968 parking spaces. That's the front door to this entire site. There will be roughly 300,000 square feet of retail, entertainment, and dining that goes along with that. You'll see rooftop activations. It's really an impressive front door. Initially, to comport with, you know, the opening day deadline, there will be surface parking. About 450 spaces here on a paved lot. and then the 2,500 seat theater will be open contemporaneously with the baseball stadium, providing a unique entertainment experience for folks to make sure that this site is active beyond the retail entertainment and dining on days where there aren't baseball games. What that'll look like is this. So this is the northwest podium here that we discussed. This is the surface parking and the theater. You see the parking deck in the back, of course, the baseball stadium, and the red space right there along Tropicana. You see over here, there's a paved lot. That'll hold about 150 spaces, but at least in the near term, that's going to be a staging area and a lay down yard for construction. You can mostly ignore the purple block, but of course, a successful first phase will get a successful second phase. And so, once this is up and running, we intend to develop the remainder of the red and the hotel casino, that's shown here in blue. That will be built over a podium. The number of parking spaces will go up to approximately 472 in that instance, and there will be 70 parked under the garage for VIP parking, or under the theater for VIP parking. That'll look like this. So what you notice here is the podium, parking underneath, additional red space, the 24-story tower, the swimming pools, the rooftop activations, and we'll be off and running at that point. Ultimately, I told you you could ignore the purple blob, but now you can't. Ultimately, there is a conceptual future phase that would include a second tower. It goes up 420 feet versus 350 feet of the first tower. Both are under FAA review right now. This tower would include podium parking, of course, 1,200 keys, and could provide a condominium option in the same space. While we are looking for your recommendation of approval tonight for the design review component of the application, we do need to talk about three waivers. We're looking for a waiver of design standards for three driveways. A southern ingress and egress on Las Vegas Boulevard. Those throw decks, instead of the 150 feet, let me check so I get it right. On the southern ingress and egress, we'd like that reduced to 68 feet. On the northern ingress, or egress only, it's a right out onto Las Vegas Boulevard, we're looking for a reduction to 73 feet. And then there's an ingress egress on Tropicana that we're actually looking to reduce to 27. I'm thrilled actually to be able to tell you that the ominous pending with the ellipse in the staff report that you got, we got word from Public Works this morning that they're going to recommend approval when it moves forward to BCC. The waivers will not affect the uses in the area adjacent to the site in a substantially adverse manner. These proposed configurations optimize the pedestrian movement and the vehicle circulation in the high-density urban area here without, you know, prohibitive encroachments into the site that reduce the functional use of this land. It allows us to provide a better product. These waivers won't materially affect the health, safety, and welfare, nor detrimentally affect people residing in, working in, or visiting the immediate vicinity, as this design is consistent with adjacent spaces up and down the strip. As you look at these from a design perspective, the creation of this northbound right turn lane, we think you can actually measure the functional depth, but though it's not how the county does it, you can measure the functional road depth for this entrance out to about 200 feet by using this exclusive turn lane. We don't anticipate high speeds because of its proximity to the signalized intersection. Up here on Tropicana, thank you, sorry. Up here on Tropicana, could have used some help, guys.
Well, we kind of knew where you were pointing to.
Up here on Tropicana, we have the same situation. You see this little jog here, and it's a right turn in to the entryway. So you can measure that throat depth in the same way, out to about 200 feet. And in both locations, we don't anticipate there being too much traffic. You know, less than 1 minute entering the site, except here where it's roughly 1.2.
So your stacking is on the, what you're saying, the 200 feet is your stacking of your cars. You're saying that's why the depth zone works.
Okay. That's right. So with that, we'd be thrilled to answer any questions you have, although you promised tonight would be short.
I'm trying. I apologize. Let me open it to the public and see if there's anybody that would like to speak on this item. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing nobody, all your support team doesn't want to say anything. Go
they're
ahead.
They're just getting by on their looks.
Okay. I'll open it up to the board. You got anything?
No, I think it's pretty well thought out.
I'm excited about it.
That's good. Because of the size of property.
Yeah. I'm happy with the stacking. That's what was going to be my question. Is where's the stacking? Where are you guys going to? Because, I mean, that corner is unbelievable. And then when you get the traffic from the pedestrians coming out of the games and stuff, I was worried about that because they're sharing parking lots with you guys kind of a little bit, right? A little bit of parking?
There's going to be a little shared parking, yes. And actually, before you move on, we do have one nit with one of the proposed conditions.
Okay.
There's a condition that requires the placement of bollards along Reno. I think that's a holdover from the A's entitlement package. And so, to the extent that's where we're at, we'd like consistency to be with the A's package, both in the condition, but more in resolution with the California East of Reno, I believe they've been removed. But again, that was part of the other entitlement package, and so I'm not certain it's appropriate for this one.
Wouldn't that have to be done? That's not through. I mean, it would have to be.
I'm simply saying I don't think it's appropriate for inclusion on this application.
Is it?
It doesn't need to be changed on theirs.
Nick,
East of Giles, excuse me, not East of Reno.
Okay.
It's up to you what your recommendation is going to be.
I didn't know they were giving any kind of waivers on that for safety issues because everybody else, every other casino and everybody else has them for that reason. And you guys are going to have a lot of pedestrians going up and down that street. I mean, it's going to be packed. So I don't know how that works with.
So on Reno, east of Giles, all the way. Okay. So on this stretch here.
On the back side.
Yeah, on the south side.
Do they have them down?
So the condition that Public Works is requiring is bollards to be installed on Reno Avenue from Las Vegas Boulevard to Giles Street, including.
We don't want to do, I don't think, anything at all because we want the condition to be uniform for further improvements.
So you don't want the bollards.
We don't want the bollards included.
Just on
Reno.
Right.
So it's up to you if you wanted to recommend that you delete that one.
I don't know if I care enough.
I mean, I don't like them, but the reason they're there is the safety of the tourist. And I mean, you cannot like what you have, but it's there for a reason. It's like saying you don't like railings on.
That's in the coordinator staff
position. If it helps at all, the folks who represent the A's say they will be putting the bollards in west of Giles. But again, that's part of their entitlement package, and it's not appropriate.
So everything east of Giles, you guys don't want, but west of Giles, the A's are going to be putting bollards in, is what you're saying?
That's correct.
So they don't want bollards here. Bollards are going through the A's. Closer to the boulevard?
Closer to the boulevard.
Okay. So back there, it's probably just going to be mostly commercial traffic?
It will probably be mostly commercial traffic at that point in the perimeter. As you can see, it's a garage, right? It's a garage space.
Yeah, the main entry to the A Stadium is actually above this side through here. Right. So the anticipation is to be able to have the majority of the ingress traffic, egress traffic at the northwest. backside, large parking structure. They have a large parking structure. The anticipation is that there isn't going to be a large demand of pedestrian circulation at the south end.
John, you want to make a motion?
John wants to make a motion.
If I make a motion, it would be subject to staff's preliminary condition.
Okay.
So I can bring the ballots up.
I think that's above our pay grade.
For a camp.
Yeah.
I made a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for waiting. General business. I don't think we have any. Okay.
No.
Okay.
None.
Comments by the general public, a period devoted to the comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction, will be held. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken at this agenda on the agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, state your name and address for the record. And the board can give extended time length of presentation. This will be done by majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to speak for the general comment? Seeing no one from the public, we're closing it. Can I get a motion to, next meeting will be March 31st, 2026. Can I motion?
Motion to adjourn.
There's a motion on the floor. Adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I'm so sorry about that.